Elliot and Thompson Audio presents The Almighty Dollar. Follow the incredible journey of a single dollar to see how the global economy really works. By Darshini David. Read by Sophie Roberts. Introduction. Have you ever wondered why we can afford to buy far more clothes than our grandparents ever could, but are less likely to own a home in which to keep them all? Why your petrol bill can double in a matter of months, but never falls as fast? Why our governments ignore some atrocities around the world, but don't hesitate to wade into other conflicts? Reading the news these days might lead you to wonder whether any of us can really afford to get old anymore, or whether there can ever be enough jobs to go round in a time of mass migration. Behind all of this lies economics. These days it's a dirty word, especially since the crash of 2008. It's become shorthand for a baffling system in which many of us have lost faith. Economists, the financial weather forecasters, have suffered a bad press. They failed to see the storm coming, and when it hit, they couldn't work out what needed to be done to repair the damage. Those pulling the strings, the politicians, the faceless corporations, often seem either clueless or, worse, full of dark intent. Economics is sometimes called the dismal science, but it could also be the distant science. The World Economic Forum holds its annual invitation-only gathering of top businesses and government leaders in Davos, a remote town in the Swiss Alps. The delegates jet in from all over, with the odd Hollywood actor, such as Angelina Jolie or Leonardo DiCaprio, roped in to add a little stardust. The term Davos man, and they're still predominantly men, has become slang for a member of the global elite. It's their conversations, held in conference halls, in corridors or over drinks, that underpin the decisions that control all our fates. The chances of most of us receiving an invitation to Davos are slim, but even if we aren't in the room, we can still understand those conversations, and we do need to understand them. The Davos men might be pulling the strings, but knowing how the system works can give us all a little more power. We can exert that power not only by choosing the politicians we vote for, but also through the tiny decisions that we all make every day, wherever we are in the world. It was a desire to tell people about the strange world of economics and its implications for us all that led me to swap a career on a city train.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?